It has not been a perfect year for the Michigan corn and soybean crops. From stressful emergence to delayed pollination to drought here in August. In the new Channel Seed Growing Season Update, John Kraft, technical agronomist in southern Michigan, wants growers to continue to scout. Tar spot is one of their issues.
It's widespread. It's out there. I believe 18 counties as of today. In the corn growing region of Michigan have tar spot confirmed, but the severity I would say is still in that low threshold. Now, it's not probably one that I would pull fungicide applications yet. We're still in that very critical, you know, R1 to R2 growth stages, and there's still a lot of yield to protect in those, you know, areas unaffected by the drought.
Kraft says Japanese beetles and soybeans have been bad this year. Spider mites have been a problem in drought-stressed areas. And where is drought a problem in western Michigan?
The western coastline, you know, starting, you know, down towards the southern edge of Michigan. But as you get up into like Grand Rapids area, it does get quite a bit more severe, where last rain, greater part of 14, 21 days ago. So the leaf rolling over there and soybeans flipping over just to preserve as much water as they can. You know, as we get into that Saginaw Valley area, kind of on that diagonal, again, it's probably a little bit more isolated pockets, but, you know, those fields where it has drought conditions are pretty severe.
He says focus on fields with the best yield potential when considering where to make management moves.
You need to get the baselines, the ones that are stressed, to finish out as best as they can. But if you're looking at, you know, high input, high management decisions, I would focus those on the ones that have the best yield potential left. So a good way to look for that is just, you know, go out and do pod counts on your soybeans and on, you know, a variation of the field.
In corn, he says tear back the husk to look for tip back, and ear molds could become a concern. More detail on that is in the full Matt and Channel Seed Growing Season Update at MichiganAgToday.com and the Matt app. I'm Andy Eubank.